Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that the nation remains greatly divided. Though, according to many voices in the media, not so much divided about the gigantic expenditure of money that the Congress of the United States authorized yesterday. President Biden is going to be speaking about that tonight. What is he likely to say? There's a report in the New York Times. It says he's going to say, despite the fact that this bill had not a single Republican, not one Republican senator voting for it, not one Republican member of the House, there's only one guy in the entire 535 people in the Congress of the United States who crossed party lines. That was Jared Golden of Maine, who voted no. He's a Democrat. He voted with the Republicans. But how can President Biden say this is a bipartisan bill? Apparently, that's what he's going to say tonight. What is that based on? We will get to that. We will also get to an initiative, which I think is a perfectly fine, okay initiative by all of the former living presidents except for one. Why is that one left out? We will get to that as well on a busy day on the Michael Medved Show. And there are three celebrities, some of them who I'm sure many of you greatly admire, who are considering a very high profile races for higher office. Question is, in each case, which party? We will get to that as well. First up, the great battle between woke supremacy and white supremacy. You have to go back a little ways. And last week, Joy Reid, Dr. Joy Reid, on MSNBC, had something to say about Senator Tim Scott. And Tim Scott is the only black Republican U.S. senator. He's the first person of color to be a senator from South Carolina since Reconstruction. And she was talking about how Tim Scott appeared at a press conference discussing the minimum wage. And she basically said, well, you gotta love Tim Scott standing there to provide the patina of diversity. In other words, he's a token. He's just a symbol. He's only there because of the color of his skin. It sounded like this. This is clip four.
You got to love the Tim Scott standing there to provide the patina of diversity over that round of words, that basket full of words.
Okay, but patina of diversity, to provide the patina of diversity, is not a basket full of words? I mean, come on. The idea that there is something somehow race-based about pushing for a federal increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Okay, this comment about Tim Scott basically saying he was being used by his fellow Republicans as a token, that came up on Fox News, of course. Trey Gowdy was on Fox News, former congressman from South Carolina, former colleague of Tim Scott, who served both in the House and now serves in the Senate. So Trey Gowdy was there, and he took up the issue on those comments with Senator Scott. Listen, this is clip three.
He can stand wherever the hell he wants to stand, in any group he wants to stand with, because he's earned the right to be there. The fact that you see a black man as a prop, Joy Reid, says a lot more about you than it does about Tim Scott. I see a United States senator, and if you really were interested in unity or fair treatment or respect in civil discourse, that's what you would see too. But now, the senator from the great state of South Carolina, Tim Scott. Thank you for joining us, Senator.
Trey, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. I had to get a little something off my chest, but thank you for joining us. I actually don't want to talk to you about any of that. I want to talk to you about what's in the COVID relief bill that the Senate just passed, and what should we be scared of?
Well, thank you, Trey. Let me just say this on what you just said. Woke supremacy is as bad as white supremacy. We need to take that seriously. And to all those folks who oppose good common sense, Matthew 5:44 is still available to be read and read.
Okay, the Matthew 5:44, the cites, he says, Matthew 5:44, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And that's one of the great spiritual aspects of the message that Tim Scott regularly sends that I think makes him a very formidable presidential possibility back in 2024 when we get there. Now, of course, the left hasn't let this issue drop. Don Lemon, who's on a different network from Joy Reid, he's on CNN, of course. Don Lemon ripped Senator Scott for claiming that woke supremacy is as bad as white supremacy. And this is what he sounded like. And, of course, Don Lemon, also very proud of his black identity. This is what he sounded like talking about the only black Republican U.S. senator at the moment. This is Don Lemon, clip 2A.
And there's Tim Scott. Tim Scott is the only black Republican in the Senate, telling Fox News, of course, Fox News, that what he calls woke supremacy is as bad as white supremacy.
Woke supremacy is as bad as white supremacy.
Dramatic pause. Sigh.
Do you want to explain who these woke supremacists are? Because I looked really carefully and I didn't. Hang on, before we go to the video, I haven't seen any woke supremacists. I've never seen a woke supremacist lynching anybody. Never saw a woke supremacist denying anybody access to housing or job or education or voting rights. Never saw any woke supremacists enslaving anybody. Never saw any woke supremacists trying to keep people from marrying amongst different races. Come on, Tim Scott.
Okay, and then he concludes, after looking in the camera with a loss for words, he concludes this way. This is clip 2B.
I didn't see any woke supremacists storming the blanking Capitol. Where are the woke supremacists attacking police? Where are the woke supremacists hunting police officers in the halls of the Capitol and beating them with Blue Lives Matter signs, with white supremacist insignia on their shirts and carrying white supremacist paraphernalia? Guess who I saw? Guess who police officers were beaten by? Guess who wanted to hang the vice president? White supremacist, Tim Scott! What are you doing? The only black Republican were the woke supremacists carrying the Confederate battle flag in the nation's capital, Tim Scott. Tim, I have to. I know you don't want me to yell, but this is ridiculous. You are gaslighting people. You are giving people misinformation. What are you doing, brother? What are you doing? What are you doing? You're not helping.
That's Don Lemon. Now, I have a response for Don Lemon on the whole issue of woke supremacy versus white supremacy. coming right up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
MedVed.
What?
Your cultural crusader.
What the hell? What is this?
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Let me give a very quick response to Don Lemon, who was so passionate about saying that white supremacy is infinitely, incomprehensibly worse than woke supremacy today. How can you possibly compare the two? And look, let me tell you why I think you can make the case that they are comparable, because they're both based on ideas that are going to embitter people's lives. And the idea of woke supremacy right now has support from major institutions, educational systems, academia, Hollywood. But white supremacy, thank God, has been largely tossed onto the ash heap of history where it belonged. If anything, the government, and government at every level, is deeply committed against white supremacy. But there are too many forces in power to try to promote the idea of woke supremacy. Let me go to your calls to Tina, listening in Salt Lake City, Utah. You're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Yes, my opinion is it is about the same. They make you feel unwelcomed. They push you away. They put you in the same class as everybody else. And it is just so overdone right now. It's ridiculous.
Well, it is, and it's the idea that it is the reverse wokeness from what Dr. King most famously declared, which is hoping for a day when people could be judged by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin. Part of what wokeness says is that you are limited by the color of your skin, and that's why I think what you're saying, Tina, and what Senator Tim Scott said is basically that there's a similarity here, which is that race is everything, when the American ideal should be that race is irrelevant. We were talking with Professor Stephen Smith of Yale, who wrote this terrific book on recovering patriotism and rediscovering patriotism. And the whole idea of America is that we are a nation that isn't built on blood. We're a nation that isn't built on common heritage, because Americans always, even at the time of the Revolution, they came from all over. There are a lot of German Americans already at the time of the American Revolution. There were Irish Americans. There's an Irish American general in the American army. And yes, by the way, about 10% at the end of the Revolutionary War of George Washington's victorious Continental Army was black. And so the idea that America, in America, that everything should be based on race, that people should be treated differently according to race, is a completely unacceptable idea. And the fact that that Don Lemon wants to get so emotional attacking Tim Scott. And by the way, there's something else. He was saying he's so shocked that that Tim Scott is the only Republican black senator. How many Democratic black senators are there in the United States Senate? I think it's also one, Cory Booker. And if I'm missing anybody, Kamala Harris, of course, used to be a black U.S. senator, identifying as black, and but she's now vice president. So the idea that there's something, oh, how shocking that the Republicans only have a single black senator. There would have been more if John James had gotten just a few more votes in Michigan, where it was very close. He ran a very close race and almost was able to bring off an upset, running against Senator Gary Peters, who is white, of Michigan. John James, a black Army veteran. And speaking of which, when you talk about candidates, I can't believe it, but looking at the hotline today from National Journal, it's pretty amazing what's going on. We were talking yesterday a little bit about the crucial Senate race in Ohio, where the Democrats hope to believe they can pick up a seat. They are now reporting from Ohio. This is for Rob Portman's seat. Senator Rob Portman, one of the finest U.S. senators, is unfortunately retiring after having served two terms in the U.S. Senate. In any event, TV host Geraldo Rivera is exploring a run for Senator Rob Portman's open seat. Rivera tweeted last night that he was interested in the seat, and he said in an interview he was serious about the endeavor and planned on traveling the state on a listening tour. This whole deal of a listening tour, I mean, either run or don't run. But what are you going to, hear people that they say, Geraldo, run, run, run. Oh, I just had to do it. He's going to be doing the listening tour. Remember Hillary Clinton when she was running for the Senate the first time? She went on a big listening tour. He's going to solicit feedback about his potential candidacy. According to most sources, if Geraldo ran, he would run as a Republican. He was fairly positive toward President Trump. That would be a very complicated race because there are already two well-funded, somewhat credible Republicans who are in the race. But could Geraldo bring it off? Well, we'll see. Then there is this. President Trump has released a statement through his super PAC, which he's trying hard to raise money for. And by the way, Mitch McConnell just made this announcement that the regular Republican Senate super PAC has outraised Trump's super PAC the last month by about 2-1. But okay. Retired NFL superstar Herschel Walker. Trump said in his statement, wouldn't it be fantastic if the legendary Herschel Walker ran for the United States Senate in Georgia? He would be unstoppable, just like he was when he played for the Georgia Bulldogs and in the NFL. Run, Herschel, run. That would be a second black Republican U.S. senator. Of course, he would be running against an incumbent black U.S. senator. There's your second U.S. senator for the Democratic Party, who's Raphael Warnock, who was just elected. And so, yes, the Democrats have two. And would Herschel Walker make the race and be credible? And then there's somebody else, and it's not clear at all whether he would run as a Republican or as a Democrat or what, but a genuine celebrity, major celebrity, who's also a tremendously successful best-selling author, is talking about a race in Texas. Who is it? I'll tell you, coming right up on the MedVed Show.
MedVed.
This is fame, bro! Like, bro!
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signed his massive $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill a day earlier, the ceremony happening after Biden originally planned to sign it on Friday. The relief bill getting no support from Republicans in the House or Senate. Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, telling Fox News,
"We tried with President Biden. He said, look, I'll meet you halfway. We said, okay. Well, and then he just ignored us.
I mean, I know.
If he was meeting us halfway, he's a damn poor judge of distance."
A federal judge struck down a nationwide eviction moratorium issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, ruling the 2020 ban was beyond its authority. The CDC argued the eviction ban was needed to curb the spread of the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text Tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
People, you know it.
I'm trying.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And yeah, we've already got a little boomlet supported by President Trump for Herschel Walker for U.S. Senate. I'm not at all sure that the football immortal will do it. I think he would surely be a formidable candidate. He'd have to run in the primary against, it appears, Kelly Loeffler. And also Doug Collins, former congressman. But could Herschel Walker win? It's an open primary. No, it's not. This time it's not an open primary. It was last time because that was a special election. But look, he would be a formidable candidate. Would Geraldo Rivera, as a Republican, be a formidable candidate in Ohio for an open seat? Or would he run as a Democrat, as an independent? Who knows? But we won't find much out because he wants to go on a listening tour first. And then there is this. In Texas, Matthew McConaughey, Oscar winner, confirmed rumors about his plans to potentially make a 2022 bid for governor. He was on a podcast with someone who is known as the CEO of Crime Stoppers. Her name is Rania Makarios. And she asked whether he was planning a run for the governor's mansion. And McConaughey said it's a true consideration. Okay. Could he be successful? Look, he's not much less qualified than Beto O'Rourke, who almost won a Senate seat in Texas. Look, I think that the one thing about Matthew McConaughey is he has one of the best-selling books of the year, his book Green Lights, which is a very weird book. It's very hard to read. We're trying to get him on the show. Jeremy maybe now that he's maybe sort of kind of running for governor, we could get Matthew McConaughey on. I have no idea which party he would run with. Probably the Democratic Party, because the Republican Party, they have Governor Abbott, who I think is more popular than ever before because he took the state out of a lockdown very abruptly and, in fact, and very decisively. In fact, that has already inspired others to follow his example. In Mississippi, Governor Bryant was following his example. And look, this is all going to be a very, very compelling, very compelling race that is going to be occurring in 2022.
All right, yes.
Hey, look, the star of Magic Mike or the Dallas Buyers Club, he is a real Texan. He's an honors graduate, honestly, of the University of Texas. He did play some football, not on the Herschel Walker level. And his book, well, let me put it this way. I think we would probably see... my guess would be Matthew McConaughey taking a much more permissive view of marijuana, for instance, than Texas law currently provides. All right. There is some good news here with people actually giving credit about some of the progress that's being made on the coronavirus. And I was struck by this because on the same day that... The New York Times ran a headline, "Does Biden deserve any credit for getting out the vaccine?" And they said yes, and they said, "But so does Trump." And listen to what Biden advisor, he is the chief advisor on COVID-19 for the Biden administration. His name is Andy Slavitt. He wanted to say this about President Biden's predecessor, President Trump. Listen, clip one.
So you would tip your hat to Operation Warp Speed?
I would absolutely tip my hat to... I mean, this is a scientific process that actually began more than a decade ago with scientists inside the NIH and inside BARDA creating this mRNA vaccine. I think the administration, the Trump administration, made sure that we got in record time a vaccine up and out. That's a great thing, and it's something that we should all be excited about.
It really is awesome, sir.
It's awesome to hear him actually saying that. And there are all the former living presidents. You'll hear them. Who joined together to make a public service announcement encouraging Americans to get our vaccines. Listen.
But now that the Court of Appeals has said in a presidential opinion specifying the single person rule applies to third degree murder, I feel bound by that and I feel it would be an abuse of discretion to grant the motion.
Nope. That's not it. It's a public service announcement that has all of the living presidents except one. And that one basically joining together saying, look, this is beyond politics. And we're talking about President Obama and President Bush and President Carter. It's beyond politics. It's something that Americans need to do. Here it is coming right now.
Now the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans, and soon they will be available to everyone.
This vaccine means hope. It will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
I want to go back to work, and I want to be able to move around.
To visit with Michelle's mom, the hugger, and see her on her birthday.
You know what I'm really looking forward to is going to opening day in Texas Ranger Stadium with a full stadium.
We've lost enough people, and we've suffered enough damage.
In order to get rid of this pandemic, it's important for our fellow citizens to get back. vaccinated?
I'm getting vaccinated because we want this pandemic to end as soon as possible.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
So roll up your sleeve and do your part.
This is our shot.
Now it's up to you.
Okay, hit me with your best shot. This is our shot. You heard President Carter on there, President Bush, who wanted to go to the Dallas stadium, the Rangers stadium, where he, of course, was a one-time owner of that baseball club, and then President Clinton and President Obama. And why didn't President Trump participate? Well, he issued his own statement. He says, I hope everyone remembers when they're getting the COVID-19, often referred to as the China virus vaccine. No, he put the China virus thing in there. It's in parentheses. This is issued by his formal office of a former president. I hope everyone remembers when they're getting their COVID-19, often referred to as the China virus vaccine, that if I wasn't president, you wouldn't be getting that beautiful shot for 5 years at best, and probably wouldn't be getting it at all. I hope everyone remembers! ! The statement came hours after President Biden announced his administration would order another 100 million doses of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine to bolster the nation's efforts to get those shots into arms. Mr. President, meaning President Trump, you should feel good that Andy Slavitt, who was the top advisor to President Biden, your successor, does remember and does provide you with some credit, which is appropriate in this case. What about the Biden messaging blitz? What's on tap? And how can he call this a bipartisan plan? We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
And on the Michael Medved show, I mentioned that Joe Biden is beginning tonight with his speech to the country, and then there's a signing ceremony tomorrow, and then he's hitting the road to try to sell the American Rescue Plan, the new COVID-19 rescue legislation that puts $1.9 trillion into our national debt. That, again, and it's worth trying to imagine that is the equivalent of 1,900 billion dollars. That's what we're talking about. In any event, President Biden is planning an aggressive campaign to tell voters about the benefits for them in the $1.9 trillion economic relief package that won final congressional approval yesterday, an attempt to ensure that he and his fellow Democrats get full political credit for the first big victory of his administration. And look, at least according to some advisors for Biden, he wants to do that to make sure that it isn't the last big political victory of his administration. It's kind of easy to get people to accept the idea of checks in the mail. And there are different estimates as to what percentage of American households will actually get some kind of direct check from the American Rescue Plan. Most of the sources I've seen suggest about 75% of American households will be getting at least one check, and most of those 75% will be getting more than one because they have children, they get checks for the kids, they get a check for mom and dad, or for mom and mom, or dad and dad, because, you know, this is 2021. In any event, President Biden's effort will start with Mr. Biden's scheduled primetime address to the nation on Thursday. That's tonight, of course. That's at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern. And then it will include travel by the President, Vice President Kamala Harris, across multiple states, events with a wide range of cabinet members, emphasizing themes of the legislation, and endorsements from Republican mayors, administration officials said on Wednesday. Now, those endorsements can't really take away the sting that this was a bill, a gigantic bill, that I think somewhat surprisingly was passed without a single Republican vote, not even one. when Barack Obama, and of course Joe Biden was the vice president at the time, so he will remember, when Barack Obama did his original stimulus package, he didn't get any votes in the House of Representatives of Republicans, but he did get three Republican senators to vote for him. And this has nothing. And so how does he go around trying to sell this as a bipartisan project? And what's interesting to me is that he's trying to go out there with Republican mayors, okay, to show that it has bipartisan support. But what the Biden team is saying is that this is not bipartisan in terms of its congressional support, because obviously it's not. Senator Mike Lee of Utah just made a comment. He said that he's read every word of the bill, which took 10 hours, 43 minutes to read out loud. And Senator Mike Lee of Utah says, and every word in it, including and the, is a lie. And he added, and the and but is a lie. Okay, not an enthusiast. Biden's argument, apparently, is going to be that this bill is bipartisan because it has bipartisan public support. He's going to point to the polling, and the polling is very positive on this bill. The irony here is that the Democrats are worried that if the economy continues to hum along, and the Dow, again, setting another record today, it's up to up another 188 points today. And again, the markets have been doing super, and people are expecting very good economic times. The Democrats are worried about two things. Number one is that it doesn't last, that it comes to a crashing halt before the election of 2022. And number two, that with a booming economy, it's much tougher to make an excuse for running up the federal deficit more and more and more and higher and higher and higher. And even the New York Times ran today a front page story about new worries about inflation. Which means that, okay, you may be getting all this money in your pocket because the economy is growing, but you'll be able to buy much less for it if the price of everything goes up. That doesn't stop Speaker Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer from basically echoing one another's sentiments. This is clip number 7. They signed the bill. That's not the official signatures, just representing the House and the Senate. And then they did a press conference in which you heard this. Listen.
This is the most consequential legislation that many of us will ever be a party to. Who knows what the future may bring? But nonetheless, on this day, we celebrate because we are honoring a promise made by our president, and as we join with him in promising that help is on the way.
We say to America, help is on the way. Help is on the way. You will receive $1,400 checks by the end of March. Help is on the way. Vaccines will be available far more quickly to far more people at in a shorter time. Help is on the way. Our schools will open safely and more quickly than we thought. Help is on the way. Half of America's children who are in poverty will not be in poverty because of this bill. And you know what we can show America? That we can get things done to make their lives better. And we will continue to do that through the rest of this session. Help is on the way.
I think we have a theme here, do we? Help is on the way. And can we remember something? And we have to make a note of it. The idea that half of America's children who were in poverty are going to be out of poverty because of this bill. I wish it were that easy. But somebody who knew that it wasn't that easy was one of the greatest presidents, Ronald Reagan. And given the fact that Pelosi and Schumer yelling, help is on the way, help is on the way. I thought it might be interesting to listen to Ronald Reagan. This is clip 8. A flashback that actually gave you some sense of maybe a little bit of diminished expectations of what that government help means and provides. We'll start out with that in the very next hour. There is also more about freedom of speech and Harry and Meghan and Piers Morgan and the outrage machine. There's a terrific column that talks about the outrage machine that's driving American politics on the left, that's driving American politics on the right. Is the basis for that the fact that outrage produces better results romantically? There's a new study from the University of Arkansas, of all places, where they suggest that moral outrage is a highly attractive factor for people looking for mates. And we will also cover, speaking of outrage, something that genuinely merits outrage, which is the ethnic studies program in California, which could be a big issue in the upcoming recall election involving Governor Newsom. And it's an awkward issue for him. And speaking of ethnic studies, there is a major organization that has decided to solve the history of racism and systemic racism by hiring an ethnic studies professor. And this at just a couple of days before the Academy Awards nominations are announced. That'll be Monday. We will get to all of that and maybe what to expect in terms of the real future of the progressive agenda in the wake of this victory for President Biden and the Democrats yesterday. A way of slowing it down, stopping it, standing athwart history and yelling stop, as William Buckley once said. We'll get to that and more in this week.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.